Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and kind of went into roster addition withdrawals. It's addicting. Scrolling. Hey, have we signed another player? Hey, we can... The limit is now 15 for scholarships. So let's get all of them. ASAP. And they were flooding in. And then it was a two-week break. Literally 2 weeks. And a lot of itching, a lot of pacing, refreshing. But we're back in commitment land. And the next reported commitment is an SEC guard. Morris Ugusuk, 6'4". Two guard, two seasons at South Carolina. He's the first guy coming to Morgantown from the transfer portal that has the opportunity to play more than one season in Morgantown. I know that's a novel idea. Maybe playing two seasons as a Mountaineer. But it's possible. I'm not guaranteeing that, but you can't do it if you don't have the eligibility, and he has two seasons. It'll definitely be on the roster next season. I think Morris will be in the rotation. He's from Denmark, primarily catch-and-shoot guy. Shot well from three last year, 41%. I'm guessing he's going to come off the bench, asked to be a similar role player as he was last year for South Carolina, where come in, we're going to get it to you when you're open. Make the three. So that's his role, I'm guessing. And it's good to get back in the addition game. And there's also another addition. And it's a little bit of deja vu. Ross Hodge following in the footsteps of the last coach at WVU. Flips a Xavier commit who's known for his long-range shot. Last year it was Jonathan Powell. This year is Jaden Forsythe, 6'5 wing from Eastern Pennsylvania, four-star prospect according to 24/7. I believe he ranked in between Kelvin Odey, who's going to St. John's now, and Trent McClain, who is now going to St. Mary's. But a top 150 guy according to 24/7 Sports. His YouTube highlights, a lot of jumpers, a handful of pump fakes, couple of dribbles to make space, and draining threes. This guy's a shooter. And I imagine, just like Jonathan Powell, he'll have an opportunity to make the rotation as well. Of course, the comparisons are going to be to JP, but JP, more of a role than what we expected last season from a freshman because the son of the previous coach did not play after December. But exciting to get a couple of more guys. That's 10 guys on the roster, 5 more roster spots available, and 3 out of the 10 now who can potentially play more than one season at WBU. And the key word in that last sentence is potentially, because nothing is guaranteed, nothing is promised. So we got 10. That's solid. So how does the roster that Ross Hodge has assembled compare to the roster put together last offseason? There's no Javon Small in this group, right? But we didn't know Javon Small was Javon Small last offseason. So I'm going to numbers, and you can just pick numbers. Evan Mayakawa's computer is what I'm going to use to do comparisons. Evan's computer's main stats for each player is, I'm simplifying it, but it gives him an offensive rating and a decent defensive rating. What goes into that? Numbies. All right? And if there is 0 in Evan's computer, that means they are an average D1 player. So if they have a negative rating, they're below average D1. Above 0, you get the point. It'll be a above average D1 player. The higher number, the better. So WVU had 8 guys who played the bulk of the minutes last season. And West Virginia, under Ross Hodge, has now 8 transfer portal commits. So we're comparing 8 to 8. And let's look at offense first. Offensively, half of West Virginia's players under the last coach for the 2024-2025 season had a negative offensive rating. And really, only Javon and Amani were above average in their offensive rating. So that was last year. And to compare, the guys Ross Hodge has brought in, all 8 portal additions, they all had a positive offensive rating at their respective school last season. So based on one stat in Evan Mayakawa's computer, Ross Hodge's class has the potential to be better offensively than what we had from the last coach last season, based on one stat that is that fair? Every guy's on a different team outside of the 2 North Texas guys. Everybody's going to have a different role playing with different guys at a different school. But this is what I had. I'm just comparing numbies to numbies. And the numbers say better offense with the guys that Ross Hodges brought in. Now, defense is a different story. The 8 WVU rotation guys last season, none of them, 0, had a negative defensive rating. And 7 of the 8 were above average, according to Evan Mayakawa's computer. And that speaks to what we saw. West Virginia's defense was good, really good, last year. 2 of Ross Hodge's recruits have negative defensive ratings from last season. And the highest defensive rated player at their respective school last season, Chance Moore, if he was with WVU just based on his defensive rating, it would have been the 4th highest rating if he played for WVU. So it looks like Ross Hodge is getting guys with higher ceilings offensively overall, but potential, he's banking on potential for defensive improvement just based on one stat in one computer. Then I looked up the ratings for last season's North Texas team and compared that to the ratings of the players from the previous season at their previous school. So Ross Hodge had a lot of turnover last season, a bunch of new guys, including Brennan Laureate, including Jasper Floyd, who were at other schools 2 seasons ago before they came with Ross Hodge to North Texas. Now they're coming with Ross Hodge to West Virginia. So how did he do coaching up the guys he brought in for the Mean Green last season? Well, here's, again, one number in one computer. The offensive ratings for the guys Ross Hodge brought back or brought in to North Texas last season, 5 of the 8 improved their offensive rating, including a big jump for Brennan Laureate, who came from FAU. Defensively, out of the 8 guys who played a bulk of the minutes, only one guy's rating regressed from the previous season. The other 7 players either was right around their defensive rating from the previous season or improved it. And one of the biggest improvements in defensive rating came from Jasper Floyd. So, is it a large sample size? No. Has Ross Hodge taken talent and improved on it based on one number in one computer? Yes. Is doing this in the Big 12 harder than the American Athletic Conference? Yes. Does improving players' ratings on both sides of the ball in Evan Mayakawa's computer last season at North Texas mean he'll do that at WVU in his first year? I have no idea. Has anything I've said made any sense, or have we learned anything from this exercise? Probably not. The good news is we've got 6 months to stew on this. We are so far away from game one of the Ross Hodge era.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast, you're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
We still got 5 more guys to go as far as adding to the roster. Do you think any of those 5 additions will crack the rotation I have doubts. I think we've got our pool right now from the 10 players signed of who's going to make Ross Hodges' rotation. Ross Hodges played 8 guys last year at North Texas, so that's his number from last year. Will he stretch that to 9 or 10? Who's to say? We don't know. There's a lot of we don't know, and that's fine because it's a new coach and it's May, and basketball the games that count don't start until November. So we have time, and will we know anything between now and November? Maybe. More people will give their opinions on how West Virginia is going to do. Guess what? I can do a prediction in May of what the coaches and what the pundits will say as far as where they expect WVU to be at in year one of Ross Hodges. The bar will be set low. Why? Because if you don't know, new coach, 0% returning minutes and scoring, you tend to, if you don't know, put teams that you have a better feel for above you. So get ready. And I love low expectations. If you've listened to this podcast ever, you know where I stand. I like low expectations. You better believe this team's going to have low expectations from outside of WVU media and the coaches in the conference. The bar will be set low. I don't think that's a bad thing. Random thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. J.J. Quinterly, drafted by the Dallas Wings in the 3rd round. For a league that has less teams than the NBA, they have way more NBA or WNBA rounds in the draft. I think they had like 5. Math. Right? I guess it would be if there's only how many teams in the WNBA, like 12, 14? That would be a quick draft if they just had 2 rounds like the NBA. So they had 5. Was I hoping that J.J. Quinterly would end up with Indiana and Caitlin Clark? I did. Caitlin Clark is really good at basketball. That would have been fun. Saw an Indiana, what are they called? Indiana Fever. Watched a game in that arena last season. Really loved it. Going back again here in a few weeks. But that didn't happen. She goes to Dallas, and they just had their first preseason game last weekend. And J.J. Quinterly, who is fighting for a roster spot, she showed out. 16 points, couple of steals against the Las Vegas Aces. Led the team in scoring on a team that has that had the first pick overall and chose UConn's Paige Beckers. So J.J. is guarding Paige Beckers on a regular basis in practice. Again, not a guaranteed roster spot, but if the first preseason game is any indication, she's going to make the team. And if she makes the Dallas Wings, then I guess the Dallas Wings are going to be my WNBA team. As long as J.J. Quinterly's on that team, I will be watching. You know how many Dallas Wings games I've watched in totality? I think 0 full Dallas Wings games ever. And that will increase dramatically if J.J. makes a team. So shout out to J.J. Great first impression. I'm hoping we have a WVU connection in the WNBA again, because it's been a minute. On the NBA side, plenty of WVU connections in one playoff series, Eastern Conference semifinals. Deuce McBride's New York Knicks are leading Joe Mazzulla's Boston Celtics 2-0 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And Deuce is in the rotation. He's approaching, in his short career, he's already approaching like 30 playoff appearances, which is amazing. And he had 3 threes in game 1. He scored 5 points in game two. And Joe Mazzulla, he's got to be. He is not a happy man. Boston was up 20 in the second half of both games and then gave up the leads and lost both of those games. And Jalen Brunson is closing games offensively, and Mikal Bridges is closing games defensively. Joe Mazzulla's been here before. He was down 3-0 to the Heat in his first year with the Boston Celtics. Won the next three before the Heat won game seven. New York is 5-0 on the road so far in the playoffs, but they've lost two home games to Detroit in the first round. I mean, this is a stat that Joe Mazzulla is going to read and crawl out of his skin. Boston took in two games, Boston took 100 three-point attempts. Triple digits. Which is so many threes. They took 60 threes in game one, 40 in game two, and they missed 75 of those 100 threes. A lot of them were wide open, but they're also really far away. I mean, and guess what? Boston shot better than 25% from three in the regular season. They were one of the NBA's best offensive teams. They're the reigning NBA champions. This is the style that they play. And in two games, that hasn't worked out very well. That's so many threes. I mean, 100 threes in two games? That's Loyola Marymount 1990 level of threes. It's crazy. I think this series goes to a seventh game. Shout out to Deuce McBride getting those playoff reps, representing. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU Sports Daily Throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU Sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. And then the final shout out of the podcast, shout out to the humans and robots that downloaded the podcast last month. It was the most downloaded month in the history of this podcast. This is coming up on 8 years of existing. Shout out to Cody Nesper. Shout out to Mountaineer Paul for being guests in April. Shout out to all the countries with downloads in the last 30 days. I mean, and yes, even if it was a robot, I got the stats. Shout out to Belgium, Canada, UK, Ireland, Germany, Sweden, Israel, Norway, China, India, France, Lebanon, UAE, Japan, Czech Republic, Italy, Australia, Vietnam. What is happening? Romania. There's humans and computers all over the world. So did three humans in the Netherlands listen to Unreasonable Doubt? I have a hard time believing that. Were there downloads there? That's what I'm looking at. Lithuania. Shout out to Bahrain. Shout out to New Zealand. Slovakia. All the robots and humans around the world that downloaded the podcast in the last 30 days. I appreciate it. I don't understand it. It obviously can't be all humans, because why in the world would somebody in Kenya listen to a WVU basketball podcast? There's no good reason. It doesn't make sense. But shout out to Kenya. Shout out to Nepal. Shout out to Thailand. I don't get it. I'm just reading off a spreadsheet. Hey, Denmark, the four humans or computers that downloaded the podcast in April, West Virginia got a Dane. So I'm watching you, Denmark. Your guy is at WVU. So big thank you to humans and robots all over the world. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. Or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU, for the 2025-2026 season. They have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.